On the second Sunday of every month, we celebrate communion here. And it really is a celebration. The Bible calls communion the Eucharist. And it's a celebration. It's too somber in far too many places. Because though it is, no question, one of the most serious sacraments in which we partake, it is worthy of celebration. How many are glad to be free from sin? Because of what Jesus did for you and me on the cross of Calvary, His body was broken, brutally beaten for you and for me. And now we who have received Him by faith get to celebrate in His presence. Now we're going to do things a little bit differently mechanically this morning. Thank you, guys. At the end, instead of going around and picking up the cups, just leave your empty cup on the table and they'll pick them up afterwards. So, all right, if we'll just do it that way this morning, that would be great. But let me first of all read the scriptures that are involved in our communion celebration. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 32. And I'm reading this morning from the New Living. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it in pieces and said, "This is My body, which is given for you. Do this to remember Me." In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and His people, an agreement confirmed with My blood. Do this to remember Me as often as you drink it." I have some. Thank you. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until He comes again. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That's why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That's why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way. Yet when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned along with the world. We have an open communion table here. What that means is if you have surrendered your life to Jesus, that's what's premier and preeminent. If you have surrendered your life personally to Jesus Christ and He is your Lord and Savior, whether or not you're a member of this congregation, you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ and you are welcome to participate in communion with us. If you have aught with someone, difficulty in relationship with a brother or sister in Christ, and you know it needs to be made right. So often through traditional times, people used to say, well, then don't take communion. When in actuality, the Lord commands us to participate in communion. And what we should do is make a covenant and commitment with Him that on our first opportunity, when that person and I are back together, or I'll call that person on my first opportunity after this service, I will make sure that relationship is right, and then go ahead and participate in communion. Communion is not a dead, somber tradition. There is something literally imparted. The Spirit of the Lord is imparted to you in greater ways, whether it's healing, strength, encouragement, wisdom. We believe that we receive the presence of God and the Spirit of the Lord in very tangible ways as we partake of communion. Shall we do that with this in mind this morning?
Yes.
Father, we thank You that You are so great, that You are so marvelous, that Your body was broken for us. And now, Lord, even as we hold this wafer, we understand that it is the body of the Lord broken for us. We understand that You were beaten, bruised for our iniquities, chastised for our peace. Lord Jesus, our sins were put upon You. And we are so grateful You tell us to do this in remembrance of You. And this morning, that's what we do. Let's participate together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You for Your body broken for us. Now, Lord, as we look at the fruit of the vine, we see the blood of Jesus. And in remembrance of You this morning, You said, "Eat My body, drink My blood." We do that by faith. And Lord, as we participate, we receive the cleansing blood of Jesus one more time. And we know that the covenant that we have with You is ratified by the shedding of Your blood. Lord, we are the privileged people who get to participate in deep abiding relationship with you because of what you've done for us. We receive you by faith now in Jesus' name. Let's receive together. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your greatness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood cleansing and the body broken. Lord, we worship you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for freedom and life and victory and strength and healing and power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness. You are great. Our God is good. How often? And all the time. Amen. God is good.